Journalists in Iraq say that in addition to the daily threat of being kidnapped or killed, they sometimes face censorship from their bosses. One reporter for the government-backed Iraqiya television channel says he was forced to flee after receiving death threats over his reporting. He's now in Cairo. And he's written a book detailing his experiences and warning of Iraq's slide toward becoming a Shiite theocracy under the control of neighboring Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Egyptian capital.
Saif al-Hayat smiles as he relaxes in the garden of a Cairo hotel. He says he'd almost forgotten what it feels like to go out at night and not fear for his life. Hayat is his professional name, one he adopted years ago to protect his family from vengeance attacks, first from Saddam Hussein's henchmen, and now from the new Shiite-led Iraqi government. Hayat has worked for a number of Iraqi media outlets since the fall of Saddam Hussein, most recently the Iraqiya satellite channel. He says he realized within days of showing up for work that Iraqiya was completely under the thumb of the religious Shiites leading the U.S.-backed government. As an example, he says he proposed a report on allegations that the Minister of Culture had headed a violent militia before joining the government and was responsible for a number of civilian deaths.
And I wanted to expose him on a program, and the manager of the station asked the prime minister, and the prime minister said no. The station has always been taking its orders from the government.
After a few months of being told no, Hayat went out without permission to report on a public demonstration. It turned out to be against the government, with rather mild-sounding protest banners such as, quote, "We gave you our votes, now we want services." After the report aired, Hayat says he was suspended for a month, and he soon began hearing from his friends that his life was in danger. He escaped to Cairo, where he began writing about all the things he couldn't report on while he was in Baghdad. Hayat is a Shiite who was forced to hide in the Kurdish north during part of Saddam Hussein's tenure, so he was delighted by the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. But now he's dismayed by what he calls the criminal acts committed by the Shiite-controlled government. He has no doubt that despite their denials, Shiite officials are at least condoning, if not directing, sectarian and political assassinations.
Of course, because the leaders of the militias are now ministers in the government. They are leaders of blocs in the parliament and as well as being political leaders.
Hayat also believes that a de facto state of civil war now exists in Iraq.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Civil war already exists, but it's not officially announced.
And he says Iraqis who can see the chaos daily on the streets of Baghdad have all but given up on the state-run media for good reason.
Because what is happening is not media, it's rather a private advertising company in favor of one political party.
That party is SCIRI, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. SCIRI officials, who were exiled in Iran for much of Saddam's reign, have said they want good relations with Iran but will maintain an independent Iraq. Hayat says the signs coming from southern Iraq tell a different story.
Yes, Iran حالياً متنفذة بشكل مهم جداً وخطير.
In my book, there is a full chapter about Iran's intervention in Iraq. In the south of Iraq, Iran's intelligence services has official but unannounced bureaus. A federal state would mean a south of Iraq that is controlled completely by Iran under the name of the Iraqi Republic.
Hayat's book is called The Knot and the Faith, and it reflects Hayat's conviction that the failure to keep religion out of Iraqi politics is destroying the American project to create a democracy there. It's a project that Hayat desperately wants to succeed, but for now, his message is only available in a Cairo bookshop known for its controversial and banned titles. He says his hope is to see the book distributed by Baghdad's small but active literary black market, the same way democratic ideas used to be spread under Saddam. For a young man who hoped to chronicle the birth of a free and independent Iraq, it's a chilling similarity. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.